I sound like I'm ready for ASMR. Like, you ever see those dudes pop up on TikTok?
Hello, I'm Andy Malafarina. I'm Andrew Malafarina. Hello. This is me doing ASMR. Andrew sounding Malafarina run.
What?
And say ASMR.
ASMR. I'm going to do ASSMR. Welcome to the podcast.
It sounds like Saturday morning cartoons.
We've got LeBert. And Nate.
I got no childish joy left in me.
I'd be the part where the song kicks up. It'd be like, Andy.
Turns into rock music. It's like 90s hip hop for being LeBert.
Yeah. What would your turning thing be? You know how they all turn to the screen and like, what would yours be?
I'd probably be turning and like have a bunch of stuff in my arms and be like, hold the wall. And then I'd drop it and I'd be like,
I think I would turn and look over my glasses like, I think I'm smart.
You'd be holding a book, but then when you lift the book up, it'd be upside down.
Nate Marshall. Oh, hello. You guys, how are you?
What would your turn be?
Oh, it's just like I would catch a football.
One-handed? Yeah. Yeah. I like how you spend the first 20 minutes in this room playing Yu-Gi-Oh. You're like, I'd catch a football.
Yeah. I definitely do the most alpha shit of all three.
I draw a Yu-Gi-Oh card like this, harder cards, harder cards.
And just place it down at the end.
And some dude in a leather jacket would just slap your belly.
Belly smack.
Belly smack.
How are you guys?
I'm good. I had a great 4th of July. What about you guys?
Don't lie to us, dude.
You think I didn't have a good 4th?
I mean, I bet it was. You had a little bit of fun, but you didn't get any grilled meats.
I didn't get any grilled meats, but I still spent my 4th like a goddamn American, just in my home, enjoying my comforts. What's more American than that?
Grilled meats. Grilled meats, apple pies, white.
What a 3 ain't bad. Bad. Nah, dude, I celebrated 4th of July all wrong. I got pad thai. Yeah, support the enemy.
What, dude?
Jesus Christ.
That's worse than Nate.
You know?
Yeah, at least I was acting like thinking like an American. And, okay.
Oh.
He had American cuisine.
You look curious about what my hand was.
It was the intensity and then nothing.
Well, because I didn't want to interrupt you, because the thing I was about to say was going to be a whole fucking...
No, I had also had a sad fat moment, too, because my tooth's been bothering me. And
so much bacon.
It was.
Oh, you got rot tooth? You got a rotten tooth?
No, so they fucking... I got a...
Andy loves going to the dentist, too.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's my shit. Andy
loves going. He's addicted to going to the dentist.
If he did more, like a man in your mouth.
Yeah. Nah, he loves some good...
They got some young, tight broads there.
Hey, all right, well, that would get me in.
Yeah.
Continue.
There was a sexy Latin chick who was like just
in Jersey.
Kept having her fucking finger in my mouth, and she's like, "Are you okay?" And
I'm like, "Just suck on it gently."
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine, mommy.
Thank you, mommy.
Thank you, mommy, for making my teeth feel better.
Thank you for letting me suck on your finger. Did you put it in whiskey?
No, I got a root canal like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and then they were like, they put in like some temporary shit, and then they went back for a checkup or something, and they tried to like get it out, but it was still like pretty tight. And he's like, "We'll wait till later," and now it's like starting to bother me. So I was like, "Hey, can we finish that job?" And no, it was like,
"Damn, dude!" All right, go ahead.
No, it was like Steph. I convinced Steph to finally go back to the fucking dentist.
Yeah,
because she hadn't gone in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I'm afraid they're gonna give me bad news." I was like, "The longer you wait, the worse the news will get."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "You constantly bitch about pain. It'll be bad.
Yeah.
It'll just be the sooner the better."
You should be able to go to the. You should have to go to the dentist every 5 years. That feels right.
Just like free of charge.
No. Well, if you haven't gone in 5 years, it should be free of charge.
Because you haven't been taking up nobody's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. It's like, look, you've been letting us A vacation.
But like an experiment now. But yeah. that's how you pay for it though. It's all the like student dentists have to be like, look at this shithole.
I feel like you could go to the dental. Is there like a dental college you could fucking hang out at for free?
Probably.
Dude, I went to the Temple dermatology to get like, I had a cyst right here.
I remember.
Yeah, I had to get it removed.
I thought you were dying.
Yeah, no.
What's a cyst? I
went home and prayed for
it's
you.
It's like a big growth. It was gross. I acted like it wasn't there all the time. What are you talking about? Pushing in.
Wait, it was just like popping out?
It was big.
Yeah, it was big, dude. It was huge.
I saw it during the pandemic. This was like pandemic. I thought you had like.
That's why. I was like, it's too big. This is too big. I need to go.
Like Corona grows a fucking like a cross ball in your neck.
I was like, that's a tumor. I don't even want to think about it.
That's why I went to get it taken out finally because I had money to go to the doctor. And I went to the student doctors, and they just like scarred the shit out of my joint. They just cut it all up, scarred it.
Yeah, but now you can act like you survived an assassination attempt.
Oh, you just got like a forever hickey.
Yeah.
I'd lie about it.
About this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I got jabbed.
Yeah,
I got stabbed. Somebody stabbed
in the neck. Still whooped him.
Should have seen the other guy.
Oh, you want to know what happened? Why don't you ask all those orphans that are still alive?
Yes, I did put out that orphanage fire.
The orphanage?
Yeah.
It's where they raise little whores.
Yeah, it's where you put all your whores and orphans. The orphanage.
Separate though? Or are they together? They like play together?
The whores raise the orphans.
Full circle.
Yeah, it's from Black Dynamite.
Oh, Yeah, okay, I forgot.
He was like, shut up.
Yeah, that's...
Shut up,
Fish Fry. Crenshaw with a hot-ass coat hanger.
Yeah. Oh, I know that's you. I don't even got a look.
That's my favorite part of that whole
thing. I know that's you. I don't even got a look.
I know that's you, Keisha.
Oh, what's the other line? He goes... Oh, the crazy Dr. Wu, you done fucked up now.
Fiendish Dr. Wu, you done fucked up now.
Yeah. That might be the funniest movie ever made.
It's pretty good.
It's
dude.
So fucking funny.
I watched this movie last night called Premature.
It's about
premature
ejaculation.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like, I'll describe.
Is it a doc?
No, it's a description called... It's a comedy movie. It's one of those like teen comedies from the 2014 though.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a...
Was it lame yet, or was it? Were they saying
no?
Fun
it was
shit still.
The movie was funny.
Okay,
it was funny, but there was like, all right, so the kid, he has to lose his virginity, but he has to lose his virginity to the right person. Every time he comes, he wakes up in the morning like it's like Groundhog Day.
Wait, so until he loses his virginity to the right person, he's stuck in a pussy loop.
Yeah, he's stuck in not a pussy loop, just a cum loop. He just comes lots of ways. It's weird.
Wait.
Like, wait, when he wakes
up. What? Explain this.
What do you, like.
Because I thought you were a high school kid?
Yeah, I thought you were saying he had to lose it to the right. Oh, to the right way, not to the right person.
Yeah. To the right person.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so.
No, yeah, but every time he comes with the wrong person, he gets sent back to the day.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Does he get sent back before or after he comes on their tits?
Well, you come, you don't get to enjoy the cum. He comes and he gets warped back. He prematurely comes early all the time. He was getting his hand job from this one hot girl he likes, and she makes whatever. The movie is actually pretty good. It's actually pretty cool. Yeah, it's from 2014. It's not on anything. You got to rent it on Amazon. But
you paid for Premature? What got you?
Somebody I was with.
So you can't watch anything. I was you got to know the guy.
Hanging out with
I was hanging out
with the lass.
Yeah, but we had stuff to talk about. It wasn't anything serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then that movie. It was funny. It was a good movie. Premature. I forgot why I brought it up. Oh, because he has the dopest bro. His bro is so good with him. That movie. It's crazy. Because.
You said we're not good enough?
No, no.
You
I'm
saw
tell
this
you.
Other bro and
no,
just
I'm gonna
wanted
tell you,
more?
I'm going to tell you how good of a bro he is. You guys will be like, this guy's a fucking bro for life. Right. He like, there's two particular scenes. There's one scene, his bro, he's been sleeping with the hot girl, but she doesn't tell people because she's like, I'm trying to practice for college. And he's like, whatever, I guess pussy. So the friend who's been going through the time warp, he's like a... He's been going through it a bunch of times now. So he's like, he's going crazy.
Yeah.
So he goes up to the friend's house where he's at with the girl. And him and his boy are on the bed with the girl, and he's like, they're just talking, and the one guy's like, you know, you can help my friend figure out his time warp problem by having a threesome with the both of us. And he's like, that guy's cool. He's his bro for sure.
He just got him to run a trade on her?
It didn't happen.
Wow.
But he was trying to make it work,
which is cool. He was
like, that would have been awkward too. That would have been awkward too in the middle of the threesome. He warps. And the girl's just like, I thought that wasn't real. I guess that was real.
Only the kid remembers. He was gypsy cursed.
But what about the other people?
They don't know.
Oh wait, so everybody's living the Groundhog Day life until he comes, right?
No. He's the only person who lives the Groundhog Day. Everyone else is just living normally.
Okay, so he lives normally to them, or he just disappears?
Yeah,
he
lives normally to them. It's just one day.
Wait, so he's...
We're looking for a lot of, tight
yeah.
plot points in this That's movie.
I think the concept of the Groundhog Day concept is well-worn.
Yeah.
You know, so there is, like... I must not be explaining it correctly.
Does he always get pussy within the day?
He doesn't get. It doesn't have to be pussy. It's just coming.
Just coming.
So like this is the other scene. How I know his boy's a bro. He got in trouble in school. He punched this one girl in the face because she bullied him in like fourth grade. And he's like, I'm a jerk off and this won't exist anymore. So he punched her in the face and then she beat the shit out of him.
She took a loss.
Yeah. She curb stomped his nuts like 5 times. And before that, he grabbed his teacher's like fake boobs, and then the teacher came in and she was like, "Do it again," and she like super stomped his nuts, and then he had to go to the principal and he was like, "We're calling the cops. You can't grope a teacher, you idiot."
I know he did just jerk off right there.
He tried to.
This movie sounds fun.
He snuck into the girls' locker room with his friend to like hide him from the cops. And he went into the locker, all the girls, he went into one of those bathroom stalls, and he was like, all right, I'm going to try to jerk off, like, get it out of here, and he couldn't, like, get hard, and his friend came to the door, he's like, yo, man, are you okay? What's up, dude? Are you okay? And he was like, man, you either got to help me get hard or get the fuck out of here. And then his friend was like, oh, you are like the Chinese. Dude, he's a good bro. That was like supreme bro.
That's pretty cool.
I would get your heart if you needed it. But you'd have to get hard to me. Like me being me. I'm just going to try to talk sexy to my niggas.
Just crushing it like Elden Ring?
That's a whole different problem, dude. That's a...
Like you boys been wanting to fuck. I knew it.
What's the most stress you've had to get hard under?
There was one
I'm trying to think from. Sorry.
No, this lady. It was it was from a website. It was a website meetup. I just wanted some cuddles, and I had come like 4 times already that day. So she came over.
You
blasted through some of this.
What did I say?
So did you come 4 times, then go, I need some cuddles? Or did you come 4 times out of nervousness for the cuddles?
No, I think in the morning I was like, I need some cuddles tonight. And I put it online. And then I cummed a
bunch.
Where'd
you put it?
Wait, what? Just yeah,
a, you make I can't this? I can't put it on the website.
Don't say the website. I'm not saying that. I'm just, what it really is you got to a thing that's not common. I got, thank you.
What?
The cuddle website. Does that seem kind
of... Oh, it's not a cuddle. It's a fuck website. But I just was like, yo, come cuddle
was
me.
Can I guess one? Is it a FetLife?
No. But I do have a FetLife profile, but I haven't been on there forever.
I made one too.
Why do they call it FetLife?
Fetish
fucks.
You ever do the BDSM test?
No.
Oh, you guys got it. That's going to be on the Patreon.
We'll do the BDSM test?
Yeah, we're going to take the BDSM test.
Tricking us into trying to kick us in the nuts.
Oh, we got to make a whole profile to take the test, don't we?
No, it's just a website.
Okay.
Yeah,
you like find out if you're into BDSM?
No, you find out like your kink level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was...
Nate's going to break the computer.
Yeah, mine's going to be pretty high.
You think you're kinky until you
I'm not going to piss or shit or anything like that anywhere, but I think
but there's so much like not piss or shit that people like.
All right, throw something out there. I'll tell you if I'm into it. Throw me a weird thing.
Furries?
Okay. Got me immediately. That was like, throw one more though. That's like probably an easy one.
Okay. Blood cupping.
Damn.
What? What?
Blood cupping.
All right. You got another one. You can't get 3 though. You can't.
Wait.
Baseball rules. Let them strike me out.
I feel like you'd figure out the rope stuff. That's not crazy.
Rope stuff.
Rope stuff.
I could be in the rope stuff.
And then pegging.
Tying up.
That's another one. Pegging.
Home run. No, I would never. Home run. No matter what you said, I was like, I'm going to say I do it. And then you said the last thing I wanted to say I do.
Grand slam.
Why couldn't it have been blood cupping third?
Blood cupping, it's like, you know when in the new Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi puts the like cups on Jaden Smith's back to like heal him? It's basically that, but you do that until you bleed.
Like on different parts of your body?
And just your back. Your body.
Okay, so you know, titties over. Too. Shit
yeah. Like it's people off?
Yeah, just, it probably feels like it's just a complete, it's like a sucking on your body. Your body's getting sucked so hard.
I told you the one.
Trying to suck nuts through, through your spinal cord.
I told you the one someone on.
Oh, my fluids.
Fluiding so hard right now.
I told you the one someone on my Twitch stream fucking showed me where it was just like these dudes would pay money to like unload a whole clip of a fucking paintball gun or like a pellet gun into like a naked chick.
Yeah.
And then I was watching the video. I'm like, I think you sent me a snuff film, dude.
Where's that video?
I'm sad.
Yeah, it pass off, nigga. Yeah, it
pass. Put it in the Discord, bro.
Yeah, put it in the Discord, get you $2,000.
Put it in the Discord, get you $2,000. Take a paintball clip, get $2,000.
Put the airsoft gun clip in the Patreon.
Take an airsoft gun to pussy, put it in.
I think.
Is there any more Dolezal nudes? All right, never mind.
Yeah,
did we even talk about those? That's page talk.
We did. We bought it though, fair and square. We signed up and we bought it.
Yep.
It didn't come from the Discord for sure. We heard about it from the Discord.
We heard about it. Yeah.
We bought it.
Yeah. Rachel Dolezal.
Tight tits.
Yeah. Right. Dude. Fucking fat ass.
Yo. No.
Amazing.
Rachel Dolezal. Sweet pussy.
She's like 50, but. She's keeping it together, dude.
Keeping it together.
She got all that Dola's, all that ass.
You know what they say? Pretending the black don't crack.
Yes, dude. Can you write?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now.
Pretending the black don't crack. Oh, man. Dude, yeah. I was trying to figure out like new GOAT guests, because you know we're getting some great guests now. And, you know, fucking, we've reached a mountaintop with Sarah J, but we gotta go for the stars.
We reached the mountaintop.
Yeah, we gotta make trip two with Nate. We gotta take our second trip up Mount Sarah Manjaro.
Why'd you do that to me, man? I'm over here. That's hurtful,
Nate. We're gonna take the trip up to South. To Mount Sarah J. Mandaro with you again. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll never meet her.
Dude, yes.
By the time we meet her, she'll be old. She's teetering, though.
She's not teetering, dude.
No, I know. I saw the picture. She looks great. I'm just trying to feel better about.
Dude, I'm trying to think. We should. Who's our stars guest? Who's like someone who like we're reaching for the stars? Who would that be?
I feel like Dolezal's up there. I feel like Dolezal
for sure.
I feel like. Just because of the legendariness of it, I think Tiana Trump or Pinky. If we're going porn stars, those would be pretty hype.
I feel like I don't know. This is kind of weird, but I feel like we're growing away from porn.
I feel like it too, even though we...
I mean, we relate to porn. We relate to it, yeah.
Good thing we don't have any guests lined up that are...
that fall under that perfectly.
Fuck. No, she does whatever.
That'd be hilarious in a week.
Yeah, dude. Tiana Trump, Pinky, Gianna Michaels.
Gianna will be a great one. Yeah. But she's like not doing anything now.
Yeah, remember I was saying she went radio silent after a certain point.
Yeah, I think she like tried OnlyFans for a second, tried Cam and shit, because whenever, you know, I've gone down memory lane and like hit her up, I'll see at the top it'll be like new shit and
new
she's
shit.
Like, you can tell she's older. The titties are still husky and they're like veiny now, and it's even better.
It would still be nice to talk to someone and be like, hello, it's nice to meet you finally. Yeah. Sarah, yeah. John Michaels. Andy, what'd you say? Yeah.
So we got, who was that? Gianna Michaels, Pinky, Tiana Trump. Alexis Texas has a podcast. I have a, if we're going to stay on the white lady topic, I have a white lady I really like that was doing a podcast that, I don't know, Siri. Y'all ever heard of Siri? See, I don't know if y'all, I didn't think y'all would know Siri.
I've heard of Siri, but I thought you were talking about the phone at first, but I think I've heard of Siri. Yeah,
she looks, she's hot. She's pretty hot.
Porn right. White lady Siri?
Yeah. I'll send the link to the to the thing so we can
put it in the Discord.
Well, no, I meant so it can come up on YouTube.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any other.
Dude, let's get, you guys remember Anthony Weiner? Let's get Anthony Weiner on. Fucking Carlos Danger. Let's talk to him.
Carlos Danger?
Yeah. Who's that? Remember that guy, the politician who got in trouble for all the dick pics?
Wait, but he called himself Carlos Danger?
That was his alias, yeah.
Oh, that was his dick pic alias?
Yeah, it was Carlos Danger.
That's pretty funny.
You gotta get him on, dude.
Yeah, let's get it. All right.
Talk to the ween.
He definitely.
We'll have him on for like six, just to his dick.
Yeah, be like, hello, Carlos Danger. That was pretty badass. We're sorry the world got mad at you for getting side pussy, dude. We only Your wife's always working with Hillary Clinton, too fucking.
Dude, but he was hilarious because he snitched on himself because he's a boomer.
Yeah.
Remember he like accidentally tweeted when he was like, I thought it was a DM. And he tweeted from his main account trying to get some pussy.
Yeah. What is this? Damn, dude. You got fucking, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Can that go on the screen for the YouTube or not? Nah?
Well,
I mean, if it's going to be a lot of work, it's not that serious. I don't
you never
wanna,
know, dude.
I don't want to. It's really not that serious. But.
Dude, it's going to be quick.
I've been getting into fit girls.
Fit?
Yeah.
I don't think she's fit.
Nah, she don't look fit.
She's just like.
Yo, Andy's an elitist now. This nigga been hitting CrossFit. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to see him if they're not.
You go to CrossFit twice.
Three times. And.
I was at the.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The last time I was at the gym, there was this, like, I was, like, two, three days ago, something like that. I just wanted to just let y'all know I'm back in it. Coming for you, motherfuckers.
Well, dude, keep going. I'm sorry. Please. There was a lady at the gym.
There's always days at the gym, but there was one. She clearly had a fake ass, but she was doing squats, and I don't know. That's just funny to me to see. Like,
dude, I caught a lady updating, like, her fucking Instagram at the gym. But at not, Planet Fitness one
but
time.
Not going to the gym.
Dude, it was hilarious because she was clearly, like, you know, like, insane amount of makeup. Like, chicks wear makeup to the gym, but this lady had, like, insane.
Yeah, she was trying to look gorgeous.
Yeah, insane amount of makeup. And then, like, super tight pants, big fat fake ass, big fake tits and all
that.
She had,
like, them TikTok versions of it that go into your asshole.
Yeah. She was doing some, she was wearing some TikTok pants.
TikTok spirals.
And I saw her, like, posing in front of the mirror a little bit. And then I remember that day. I was in the gym for a while. Didn't see her the rest of the fucking day. I was like, oh, did I just catch a chick updating her fucking gram today?
I was in the gym for a while looking for her.
Yeah.
Couldn't see her.
She wasn't in the women's room. She wasn't on the tanning bed. I checked and sniffed all of them.
I do think when I'm in the gym, I'm like, they gotta know that everybody. You know the machine where you lay on your stomach and you pull your legs like back, you bend them backwards. It's just like if you gotta.
Also, the hip machine where you're
like, well, you lay on your stomach.
Yeah, but it's something by like your calves, and you lift those up, and it's like a calf workout or whatever, or a quad, whatever.
Dude,
workout.
Even as simple as like, there'd be times where like you'd be doing the bench press and you're waiting in between sets, and you see the girl doing squats in front of you, and you just gotta like, and then you realize she's staring into a giant mirror.
Yeah.
Because there's like so much happening because like just biology's your brain's just like, huh?
Yeah. And then you gotta be like, there's something on the ceiling.
Just so she, you just gotta Mr. Magoo your way out of it and like fucking do a fake tumble.
Yeah. You know what's weird about the gym? Like, all the mirrors are there and they're like, people are like, I'm checking my form. But then there's also dudes who like just bench press the fucking machine. You know? How are you checking your machine bench press form?
My gym doesn't have I know what you mean. You mean like the machines. Like if you're doing like the my gym doesn't have any mirrors by the machine section probably because of that same shit. But it's just by the free weights and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that the Y has it like straight to the that's where you were going for a while, right? Man. Straight from end to end.
No, the Y is cool. They don't have mirrors.
Oh, like at all?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need those mirrors.
That sounds terrific.
You should be able to fill your form, you know?
You know what? You're right.
You know?
You're right. You should be able to. But while you're learning, you don't know what the right form feels like.
Kind of.
That, no, that is true. It's bad. I've been noticing with CrossFit, it's just way better having the fucking coach there.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'll be doing, like, these Olympic squats or snatches or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then you'll, like, do it. And, like, first time doing it, there's, like, the one you gotta, like, you like, bend forward, like, launch it up. And yeah. You have to, like, land like this. And, yeah. And, like, the first time you do it. You're standing there like, I have no fucking clue if this is right or not.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just looked to my left and just was like, oh, yeah, thick, shiny lady.
Siri?
Oh, no, my headphones. Hey, Siri. Can you come on our podcast?
She probably wouldn't be interested.
Sorry. Big fat. Titties, big fat titties.
That was the reason why she was even in my mind for it, though, is I was like looking, because it was when we were doing a lot of porn star thing, and it felt like, we just still figured it out. We didn't know where we were going. So I was like, what other porn stars would be cool?
Yeah.
So I looked for ones that had podcasts, and that's why she's the thing. But she's fucking boring. Stupid fucking boring. Thick ass, beautiful lady. I would love to hang out with her, but.
Beautiful. She's so fucking porn. If we ever have a porn lady, we should get a Symbian just to sit under their seat. You just act like it's not. You're just like, it's like, am I coming? No. Bitch. Yeah, you're coming, you dumb bitch.
You don't know the feel of a normal size one, you stupid bitch.
She'd just get one of them, you know, the machines that just push her dick front and back.
Yeah, one of the fuck
machines. Just right next to her. Just, just getting like 3 inches.
They just walk in and we're like, and that's your chair. And she's just like, what? Yeah. Like, that's your chair. But it's like one of those old ones. You're like,
we gotta pedal it.
She's like, I'm out of here. You guys are fucking weird.
What? Come on, what do you mean? We're not weird. Just
super villains.
What do you mean?
We're sex villains.
Sex criminals.
Ooh.
We are the sex criminals. Let's molest this porn star.
That would be my wrestling team. That's my wrestling team, man. Yes. I'm about to start a new one.
We are the sex criminals. Shut up before I slap you with my penis. I'm gonna hit you with my dick. Shut up. We're here for the tag team championships.
And your pussy.
We come on all the belts. That was still one of the hottest things I've ever seen. It was Paige just hold. That's probably top. That's top 10 hot things.
Yeah, she's only grown up to be like crazy hotter. Have you seen her recently?
It wasn't even that she was she's like physically hotter. That was just a like hot thing to do, like blood cupping. Yeah.
All right, Wiz Khalifa. What I did? No, his laugh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought you were accusing Wiz Khalifa of blood cupping.
Wiz Khalifa probably blood
cupping. Oh, you don't know? That's what We Them Boys is about. Hold up. We blood cupping. For real, though, we are them boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your 4th of July thing that you did?
Oh, well, it wasn't that I did. It wasn't, what I did, I thought I still would think I had a good 4th of July. I got real high, drunk a lot of alcohol, and I played Monster Hunter on my Switch.
It's a Japanese 4th of July, dude.
No, it's not. I did it watch it. I also had TV on, and and I had a burger. And you know what else it was? I sat there with not my Japanese little...
Did you have any dogs? Any glizzes?
Nah. I did wings. But not, listen, man, this is, I was I was worked up on something else all 4th of July. Did you see this? You, I know you probably didn't see it. You might have seen this.
You hear about this?
Why? What?
So this happened to me last week.
What's the deal with? What's the deal with 4th of July?
No, are you talking about online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just black.
Sorry. 4th of July is canceled.
Yeah, yeah. So like black. I don't know. That's why I was saying, I didn't know if your internet would have been showing you black people being like, we're not doing it. But that was like.
I did see someone say, like, happy 15th day of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
I don't hate that either. But my real thing, I don't mind anything where you celebrate. Just celebrate America, though. Like, that's yeah. real. But it's people being like that. Anti 4th of July shit is like, nah, nigga, this is your country too.
Yeah,
like,
y'all becoming Russian bots, man.
Yeah, that's it. Like, y'all are being controlled by fucking China and Russia. Yeah. And it's just like, y'all, like, no, this is, even though we, for real, black people and white people build America together. Suck my dick.
It's our
little,
country.
It was a little fucked up. It was a little fucked up how we did it. You guys. But,
wait, what happened?
But,
you get a free trip and now you're all moody.
Yeah, we saved you from all that squalor. No. You guys didn't even have guns. What if that was like the take? A white guy was like, "I mean, you're welcome. Have you been to Africa?
Wait, you don't think that's been a take,
dude? No,
that's not like, that's not a fresh take,
dude. I don't think it's a fair take.
I like America, man. That's my main thing. Is but like,
dude, you
I like
them rich Nigerians now. The fucking Nollywood kill him.
You think you'd be a rich Nigerian?
No, I hate Nigerians. But go ahead. Sorry.
I don't hate Nigerians.
Nigeria is the worst African country. Go ahead, please continue.
That's fair. Opinions are opinions. See, that's one of the great things about America. Yeah. You can just say that and then live to see tomorrow.
Yeah, I hate your fucking green and white flag. Continue, Nate. Your green and white flag makes me sick. Go ahead, Nate. I'm sorry.
Nate, you were saying?
No, I said everything I wanted to say. I didn't like the thing where I see a black people being like, fuck this holiday. And it's just like, nah, man. Take pride, take ownership.
Yeah,
we built this motherfucker together. We did it together. Fuck y'all, but we did it together.
Dude, Egypt's the best African country, but go, yeah, fuck y'all.
But you know, that was then. We're in the future now. We all get along now.
The better future. It's a nice future. It's fine. It's a much better than it was at first. And
it,
like,
it is pretty wild, also, all things considered.
In the world,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Where we started,
yeah,
where we got to,
and like,
it's like how not to be like fucking.
It's better than most places.
It's
too.
It's kind of how white people treat dogs, you know? At first they're like, it's just an animal. And now they're like, I gotta put it in a car seat. You know?
I don't wanna be short.
No, white people are way more like, ooh, my little special, like,
yeah,
white before people even learning about it.
About what?
Anything about the animal.
White ladies are like that with black people, especially like in offices. Yeah. Like now they're like, I'm trying to hear you and talk to you, and this is how I'm saying it. So that's kind of baby talk.
100%. Yeah,
it's totally baby talk. It's like, I'm talking slow so you can understand everything I'm saying and realize I'm not a threatening white and I won't confuse you with my words.
Yeah, I always say they're the sect of whites that treat black people like Pokemon. It's just like, I got one now. I know one.
I caught a black one from Detroit.
Hey, family, look at him. Don't you think he's cute? Yeah. No, just we hate Pokemon.
It evolved.
Dork.
Yeah, we're a Digimon family, dickhead.
Oh, it evolved too. Well spoken.
Yeah, if only white people could teach black people like Digimon. Digimon were equals. They were better. I mean, they did protect the whites a lot, but like, that's just a part of the show.
Well, Digimon, they didn't have to live in little
no
balls, though.
Digimon were intelligent, and they could live in their own world.
Did Digimon walk around? Digimon walked around with them? They weren't like.
I just want to be people. Yeah.
Dude, I want to.
You want to be a mom?
I want a Digivolve.
What would your Digivolve be? What would change? What would you get new? I think your hands turn to Hulk hands.
Yeah, just.
But they still make noises when you punch it.
Toxic farts.
Nah,
dude,
but
my fart's going to knock out everybody. Don't smell that, dude.
Like you fart, and then everybody, like in unison, just is like. The exact same yeah. faint motion.
It's like a silent one.
Oh, yeah, dude. You'd have sludge hands that would be like an ever-revolving sludge that you'd see like a bag of Doritos and then an apple core.
Yeah, just my rotten guts. Yeah, that's my weapon. I gotta eat like garbage. It makes me strong. They call me junk food.
You'll be able to super jump, but they would be powered by farts. You're at the top of the Empire State Building.
Dude, I eat half a Twinkie. I'm fucking out of here. You know what's been really rubbing? I mean, I've been trying to drink milk. That's a bad choice, dude.
Lactose intolerant?
I know.
Are you a masochist now?
I didn't believe it.
Lemaire's been like, something's going on with me. Yeah. And then he's like, solvable problems. Yeah.
I just love milk, dude.
Just straight milk? Or ice cream?
No, just cereal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, some I was going to say, brand. This has not been the milk weather.
Yeah,
I'm not out drinking milk.
Yo, is cereal... Cereal's something for me that I cannot control myself around. I was joking about this to someone. I was like, dude, by this age, I thought I wouldn't be getting upset tummies.
Remember I was talking about? Yo, like, food takes you out.
Yo, I'm fucking 32 and I'm getting tummy aches regularly.
It's just laying down like,
I had too much fun stuff.
Stephanie. You're like full name sick. No yeah. more nicknames. Stephanie, I need you to know this is serious.
No. Oh, I thought the nicknames would get more intense. Like Pookie Bear. The Tum Tum Owies are back.
No, you're straight medical now.
Look it up on mayoclinic.org.
I think it's cancer. It's got a lot of ouchies.
So you've been drinking too much milk? Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Toxic farts.
Cereal's a thing for me.
Yeah.
Every fucking time I can house a box.
Dude, I bought a box of Raisin Bran. I bought a little jar of milk. I'm like, I got to use all this milk before it expires. I don't want to waste this $2.
So so you're getting Raisin Bran. What are you getting?
Last two times I got cereal was Fruity Pebbles.
You're doing it right.
Dude, tummy ache city.
Yeah, for sure. But I every time I get an adult cereal, I'm mad when I'm eating it.
Raisin Bran is good.
Raisin Bran, it's the closest thing to
you gotta go Raisin Bran Crunch.
Ooh, Raisin Bran Crunch.
They got clusters.
Granola crusters.
But at that point, but you're starting to get to where it's not like good for you no more than right?
Brought you by Raisin Bran.
He said granola crusters. He tried to get past it because I tapped him, and I was about to say it, and Lemaire's like, no, that's cool, next time.
Thanks for pointing that out.
It's all right, dude, don't worry about it. It's a granola crusters, yes, dude, I said it, right? What's your cereal, Nate? Fruity Pebbles?
My favorite, well, when I break, it's either Reese's Pieces or Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
That's the one. Oh. Yo, when I buy a Cookie Crisp, I'm going a whole classic nigga. Yeah. I'm smoking a blunt. I'm putting on ball shorts and a beater, and I'm going outside
watching
with my bowl.
Cartoons.
Yeah. I feel like every time you pick up the box of Cookie Crisp in the store, you're quietly to yourself going,
yeah. Ladies just walking past me.
It's just some old lady like, is he trying to kiss the cereal?
Dude, I don't know. You gotta cuckoo. You gotta do it before you get it. Every time I see it, I do it. Yeah, like, yeah.
I could fuck up some honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
That was another one.
I got a space in my heart for Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios,
Apple Cinnamon Cheerios,
Apple Cinnamon. Oh, Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks have one of the best milks.
Yeah,
Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
They were like Apple Jacks and orange one, right?
They need to make Apple Jacks milk, bro.
I can't type on it.
Apple Jacks milk. They're green and red.
Yeah.
Apple Jacks milk.
Mm-hmm. I thought the cereal was all like yellow. No. But the specs had a color.
All right, you're gonna look it up, Andy. Can you type? Apple Jacks. A Apple Yaks.
Oh, they were multicolored.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm dumb.
The cinnamon bar. It went cinnamon, The cinnamon steak and the apple.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is another classic.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah.
I just remembered why.
What are your favorite cereals, listeners?
Sound off
in the comments because I'm gay.
Dude, we're gonna post a question on Spotify.
Nah, we can't do this. That's how you get initiated into the Proud Boys.
What?
You have to name five cereals.
Is it really?
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
No. If you want to get initiated into the Panty Boys, you need to name one cereal
and come to it.
Yeah. If you haven't come to any, I'm trying to think any cereals I've come to.
I've definitely.
Remember Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
She gave me a little boy boner.
Yeah. Carmen Sandiego.
There's something hot about, because we used to play in school. We used to play. They had like one of the games in the computer with the Carmen Sandiego game, and like she'd always be mysterious, and I'd just be like, "What's your face look like, you sexy bitch?"
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
But yeah, food. Sorry, cereal. I got horny for Carmen Sandiego.
I think there's a Carmen Sandiego cereal.
Or I think they tried it, at the very least, because that sounds right to me.
There was a point in the 90s where every cartoon had a cereal. There was like Attack of the Killer Tomato cereal.
Did you ever get Bootios?
No, I wish. They're just Cheerios, though. They're just old, dusty.
They're like the just boxes they're hoping people don't open.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's memorabilia.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, if it was like real, did they ever sell it in grocery stores? If anything, General Mills bought the fucking.
I think you can get it. You know how like if you go to like an FYE, you can get random fucking like energy drinks with one piece on it.
Yeah, but who wants to buy a $20 box of shitty cereal?
I don't know, dude. Wrestling fans, people spend who buy money.
Pop figures.
Me.
Yeah.
Same people who have a thick ass figure of Miss Incredible.
Man, we are the best. I forgot she was back there. She turned her around.
When did we? Did you guys get that?
Andy got it.
Yeah.
Steph. I think Steph blessed us with it.
Steph blessed us, yeah.
Let me get a little of that. Get a little of that. Yeah, Andy, would you recommend an Apple Watch for somebody? I'm getting on my fitness journey, and I kind of want to grab one.
Nate, are you going to start a fucking vlog?
Should I? Think I should? I mean, right now.
You're on your fitness journey, dude.
I'm on my fitness journey, bro.
Record your
hey, I'm out here with the fellas. We're gay.
Dude, start a vlog. What would it be called?
I gotta be honest, like, for fitness stuff,
Nate's lates to getting fit.
It does help you move more with the fucking circles and stuff, but honestly, I'm at a point where I like it because it lets you check shit without having to pull your phone out all the time. Stop.
It makes you look like a crackhead when you're always like, all right. Yeah.
Okay. But now I'm living that life now.
You're doing dopamine through the veins. You know how, like, looking at your phone?
Right through my phone.
It's just like, fucking, all right, you get your dopamine this way instead of this way.
Yeah, you don't even have to put any fucking reach in your pocket effort anymore.
Dude. Yeah.
It is not, you can quicker, it'll show you notifications and you can quicker be like,
look, dude,
I don't got to worry about that.
You just got two fresh hits.
He snuck them in throwing the pot.
I know, right?
This old Amber Heard ass nigga. He's doing important shit. Sneaking his drugs in.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Ooh, it's 7 o'clock. Ooh. Oh, and you know what it is? It's 75 degrees. It's 40,000 steps today.
That's actually really impressive.
That's so many.
Yeah, that's like 4 days worth of steps.
40,000 steps. What are you walking from here to Kalamazoo? I've been unplugged.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
Damn, I should have committed to the bit for that.
No, dude. This, wow.
What is, you got me by. With one of them.
What?
You got, because you ever, you know the thing, you ever do something ironically and then it just becomes a part of you?
Mm-hmm.
I do that with Hang 10.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy used to make fun of this dude at work, and we'd always hit him with Hang 10 because we'd be like, "Hey, fucking idiot, doing Hang 10 all the time." Now can't stop. I'm doing Hang 10 for every
day. Was it Kekoa? You guys are being racist.
Look at this Hawaiian dickhead.
No, it was actually a
Shuby.
Mexican guy at work was hitting us with Hang Ten. And then we were like,
okay. Yeah, Hang Ten, I've always fucked with this little move. Does that mean I was an asshole?
No. It's like a ringing phone.
Hello? So, hey, all right, we out. I see you. It could be anything.
We tried to get couches started. Remember that? No? You don't remember couches?
I think you were more. Anything? I think we tried it for it. I think I tried bit, it for a second.
Oh, wait. Nate, it can be anything? All right, let's start the scene. Sir, you have cancer.
Oh, no.
Whoa, oh, shit. No. Oh, shit. Your cancer's getting better.
Give me something else. Give me something else. Give me something else.
That'll be $7,345.
What?
Sir, we're sorry. Just take it.
You can have it free, dude. So, I'm sorry we even insulted you.
We just closed down our business. We're just shit. Yeah, yeah.
Please, you're welcome to this Gucci store.
And before you leave, fuck my daughter.
It's the secret to bending people to your will.
Yes. I've been noticing a lot of people are doing this now. I noticed that, dude.
It caught on.
It's fun. It's very fun.
And I feel it in my elbows when I do it. I feel unified.
Yeah. It's the brain making one.
Dude, you could fuck someone up. What's that Apple Watch?
Dude, this guy's we got to have an intervention, dude. We got to have an Apple Watch intervention for him. Yeah.
This also, too, you could, if you just did this and stared at someone, you could fuck them up.
Yeah, just.
Oh, what's yeah.
Going if on. You didn't break.
Dude, this is gonna.
That's your next
I'm still
one?
Working on this one.
That's never gonna
I saw
work.
Some people do it. All right, I've seen it. I've already seen it.
I've seen it online too from dorks who don't have sex.
You wish, dude. You see the ugly black guy? That's fucking. Never mind.
Pull him up. What's up?
You guys don't know Belle Delphine, though, do you?
I know. Yeah, the girl. Yeah. I know her. Yeah. Oh, come on, man. We're porn aficionados.
Woo! All right.
That's look at this! Oh, I was going to say, porn aficionado.
This is this girl. She's supposed to be dating this black guy. They're fucking or something, and it made me so happy. Like, cause this guy, it just like,
he's very ugly.
He's not ugly. It just gives me hope. What's his name? Too Mad. Too Mad.
Oh, before we move on to this, the thing I took from Lemaire accidentally was the he kept saying Hachi Machi.
Oh, but I stole that from Are You Garbage?
He's dating her.
They're supposed to be dead.
I hear why they gives you hope.
No, he's gay and she's his beard.
No, nah, dude. Also, he looks. Oh, they were trending because of this monkey thing, though.
To explain the monkey thing.
You'll see. She's dressed as Pinterest Peach and he's.
Donkey Kong?
Yep.
That's a hot fuck, though. Yeah. Like, if they just fuck like that, that's a hot fuck.
They got in trouble for that?
That's a hot fuck. He chokes her. She calls him a monkey. It's a hot fuck.
Dude, look at this. They're dating, dude.
That face, he's like, I'm still mad about the Donkey Kong.
That guy's autistic as hell. No.
Is he like...
Oh, look at that Ahigo.
Is he like...
And the braces, Nate.
Yeah, I took a screenshot of something I saw on Pornhub the other day.
Because
I started to send it to y'all. It was just the caption. It was like, oh, I gotta find it. I just took it. But it was something so funny. I was like, yo, algorithms fucking lock in. The title was nutty.
The AI is crazy.
Yeah.
The AI is crazy.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, big tits, braces, and pog booty.
Okay, see?
I started to send that to you.
That's just the name of the video.
That's the name of the video. Yeah. Big tits, braces, and a pog booty.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, arf. This is insane.
You look down, you saw all your phone, you were scrolling, and you're like, arf. Arf, arf.
I just teleported inside my phone. I had a whole thing. I had to go through a whole adventure to get out.
God, you signed up.
Oh, what was that show? God damn it. Where they were in the computer fighting crime? Reboot?
Reboot.
Okay. Were you in there like Reboot? Anyway, just next like topic. Reboot.
Did you ever see Warriors of Virtue? The kid fell in the... it was they were kangaroos that did. They were like ninja kangaroos.
I feel like I have seen that show before.
That was my shit.
I don't even remember.
What was that on?
That was a movie. I don't know. It might have. If it became a show, it was after the movie.
Yeah. I do remember those. Did one of them have a Joey in his pouch?
A Joey in his
like pouch? Like a little kangaroo?
Not that I remember, but it's been years, you know.
The only kangaroo I love is Jack.
Kangaroo Jack?
Yeah, my boy.
That's because you think you're Anthony Anderson.
We're the same guy. You didn't see me hanging out with Tracy Ellis Ross, dude? That's crazy. That's we did a whole show together for 10 years.
I would love to have Tracy Ellis Ross on the pod. She'll never do it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she would.
Well, not when I say never, I mean like, dude, we're from her same, right now, us right now.
We're from the same town. I think she's from Detroit or whatever. But dude, we can have Tracy Ellis Ross. Dude, we're gonna figure out how to do it. We're gonna get her on.
Watch. She's the white whale.
The white whale.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yes. We'll ask her about the show. Girlfriends. You can ask her about that.
Yeah, you'd be able to alt out with her about girlfriends.
Be like, what was Kelsey Grammer like? Did Frasier really like black women, or was he just fronting? Was he just fronting? Was he just chilling?
Why can't I think of it? Was Jaleel White.
Jaleel White. Yeah.
Jaleel White.
Oh, yeah. Urkel. Jaleel White.
We interviewed Jaleel White.
I wanted to throw out a desperate tweet, but panty boys, panty gals, panty raids, please. Everybody listen. Please. Tweet at Jaleel White that he needs to come on the PICM podcast, please.
Yes. Next time he's in New York City.
Yes.
And y'all just geek out about, y'all just talk Urkel or whatever. If he doesn't want to talk Urkel.
Fucking, he smokes weed. We'll just talk weed.
We'll just smoke up.
We'll smoke weed and talk weed with fucking Jaleel White.
Jaleel White.
He was also Sonic, and I'll ask him if that Alpha 5 thing is true.
Wait, he was Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic back in the 90s, Sonic.
Oh.
Gotta go.
He had a great 90s.
He had a... Him...
I would kill for a decade like his 90s.
Him, the Power Rangers, Melissa Joan Hart, fucking the Boy Meet Worlds guy, all of them. Great 90s.
Great 90s.
Corey Matthews, dude. Think about the 90s. They're starting a Boy Meets World podcast. They're doing a rewatch.
Topanga. You guys want to talk to Topanga?
Topanga. Danielle Fisher.
I don't remember. I would have to go back and look at Topanga now and I'd be like, oh, I got it.
I think she's still.
I get it. But what I'm saying is, it would just be a lady to me. And for it to have any sort of nostalgia, I would love to do it.
That's okay.
But I'm not going to try to attach any nostalgia to it. Because
do you know who? Then you ever watch Even Stevens?
Nah.
I was a Cartoon Network Nick Carlson Romano. Wait, what else did she do?
She was Kim Possible.
She also showed
boobs in the movie. She also seen boobs in the movie.
My childhood crush is a fucking stud now. Who? So Raven. I used to love Raven Simone on that show. Raven. She was thick as hell back then.
Not great.
No, she's a stud. Like she looks like dude. She goes dude, Leslie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From like, seen Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff's looking the best she's ever.
Have you guys ever seen How I Met Your Father?
No, nah.
That's the new. Okay. Alright, Andy, keep type. Yeah, I'm sorry. How I Met Your Father. Please, I'm sorry. Yeah, but keep talking about Hillary Duff because she stars in the show. That's why I brought it up. She's a star.
What was that movie that you remember? DJ Qualls,
the new guy.
Yeah, that's right. His girlfriend in that. I forget what the fuck her name was. She was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was so sexy.
This lady, she does a show with Hillary.
I can't remember.
She's nobody.
I always forget her name.
She does How I Met Your Father with Hillary Duff.
Oh, she's been around for a while, right? This lady.
I don't know.
Wait, she's is that the chick hot. From Shameless?
Get her off my screen.
How old is she?
It's gonna move.
What's it?
It's gonna fucking move. We keep Francesca Razia.
Oh no, that's not the chick from Shameless.
No.
Chick from Shameless is hot.
Damn, dude, this is a classic brocast. We got Bruise. We talking babes.
Dude, and I also love this happened in Shameless. It happened in Game of Thrones. You get that nude scene right before they blow up.
Yeah.
Because, the first season of Game of Thrones was now they were rapes, but still, I saw
the first two
seasons. Was Khaleesi's a rape?
Yes.
The first one.
I thought hers was, a reluctant.
It counts. It's a rape. Well, it's it's like raping your wife. It was kind of the same thing.
Wait, I thought she could have said no.
He told her she could have said no, but she knew that she can't say no because of the Drago rules.
Okay. All right. But he was being fucking a gentleman.
He was being a gentleman. Khal Drogo was a gentleman the whole time. He was a gentleman.
I think she gave it up reluctantly.
That's
happened. That happens every day.
You know what happened?
My girlfriend might do it.
You know what happened?
I might not be able to get to sleep. And she's like, fine. It's not rape. Is it?
That is that is a nice thing when your girls, you're just like, I just need a favor.
I feel like that's their duties, though.
Yeah, I mean, and it's my, it's your, then it's the reverse too. Like, yeah. You're stressed. You got like, some, right, yeah. Fine, I'll eat your pussy, even though I don't feel like it.
Yeah, the duties. What were we talking about before? Oh, Nate, this might be the time. This might be the perfect time to introduce the Babe of the Month segment.
Oh, what did you guys pitch this?
No, who's your? You did.
I pitched this?
Yeah, you pitched Babe of the Week. Remember?
No, no. I don't remember this at all.
I'm going to get Nate's back and say he did not genuinely pitch Babe of the Week.
Yes, he did, dude. It was. Remember we were supposed to...
That's the same way we got... That's how we got the couches. We were like joking around and we had a good laugh. Yeah. It's me and you were couches. And you were like, all right, couches is a thing. We're going to...
Couches is so
funny.
Wait,
what was couches?
I don't even...
It's like goodbye. It's couches.
Like, because you're going back to the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we were fucked up.
Well, I like couches.
See?
Couch
I told you. I told you, dude.
Nah, dude, couches. No, I was there, too, but I just wasn't committed to bringing it to the world. I was there when we had to laugh about it.
Dude, couches fucks.
Couches fucks.
Look, if we can get couches to fuck, I'd be more than happy to watch couches fuck. I just didn't believe that couches could fuck.
Well, dude, couches fucks, dude.
Of course this guy thinks couches fuck. Anybody that thinks couches fuck, so they can basically fuck the couch.
Next two. Yeah, dude, just Babe of the Month.
If I just had to throw one out there,
just one out of there. Yeah, dude, why not? We got two questions for you guys. Number one, cereal. Number two, Babe of the Month.
Sound off in the comments if you're gay.
Sound off in the comments. They're going to sound off in the comments no matter what.
Babe of the Month does rule. Can we start posting it on the Instagram?
Yes, dude.
Well, all our first, yes. Our first babes have to all be the three that we've had, though.
Yeah, we can have a... Yeah, we can have a... Yeah.
Or four.
Do we have to put Allie in our Babe of the Month?
I think she'd appreciate it. I actually think she'd appreciate it.
Let's do it. We got a segment of our four ladies.
There's
got
to be a photo of her like in a hoodie and stuff. So can be respectful.
Allie Faye in this hoodie. Total Babe of the Month. Just the most Allie picture we can find.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. What is, what's the pocket, the hole?
Her punching and reaching in a hole in a wall.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah, that would be funny. That'd be fun, dude. Let's do it, baby. We have, and we need content.
Yeah, we do. We do. We just become a fucking ass Instagram.
I'm not against it, dude. We hit 1 million follows in 2 weeks, dude. Come on, man. We're already looking at it. Why not monetize that shit?
All right, send in your babes. Send in your babes to the PIT.
We gotta look at them.
Twitter.
We gotta look at them and go, wow, look at that babe.
We just have the fucking the PITM Twitter retweet porn. Just whoever's the baby.
Just give me the account. I'll retweet. I've been wanting to retweet porn for so long.
Yeah, we are.
Wait, you don't have access?
No.
Oh, I'll give you access.
Dude, I've been wanting to retweet porn for so long.
Since Twitter.
Yeah, since Twitter. I can finally put all my horny comments out. If you guys give me rule, I'm like, damn, I want to.
Panelita's character is an internet, like an internet slut or whatever.
We got to make. Make a Panalina account and just have
the PITM account should just in parentheses Panalina.
Yeah, I'll keep.
Let's just change the name to Panalina PITM.
But all right, perfect.
We did it.
We can retweet porn finally. Go,
yeah, dude. Let's fucking. Oh, my. We definitely gotta come at Arby's and shit. And be like, yo, you want to see some roast beef?
Yeah, we're going to be blocked by everybody.
My first tweet is going to be come on some ass cheeks, and it's going to be like, that's how I like my buns, glazed.
Mine's going to be a...
It's so funny. It's so funny. You just take it over to Twitter and comment an horny shit on it.
Like, yowie. Whoa.
Those are some great big tits, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow. It'll be pretty clear when we, like, when each of us have it doing it. Like, yours will be like, wowzers. It might as well just be something like, nutted twice.
Yeah, you just see an old one already came.
Or it'll be the ones liking every cum walk. Yeah. Online.
I'll throw some distractions in there. I'll copy you guys' style so nobody knows.
Mine will just be like, my wife also likes your tits.
You see, we're in a lifestyle.
We have a fat life account. Yeah. It's a couple's fat life account. We're looking for a unicorn.
Yeah.
We were
watching Dodgeball last night. Me, Pete, Jabri, and we were watching Dodgeball last night, and it was like that movie's like a gay movie. Not like a gay movie, but it's like an LGBTQ movie. LGBTQ movie.
Huh. But still hilarious?
Yeah, it was so funny. The one girl,
that was great.
Yeah, you know the girl with the unicorns? Her whole room is unicorns.
Yeah.
And then she's a bi lesbian.
But you know what unicorn is?
Yeah.
In the sex world?
She's a literal unicorn.
Yeah, okay.
What's a unicorn?
It's like they're a girl who wants to fuck couples. Like, usually when you're looking for like a threesome.
Okay. Yeah.
And on like, especially online, it's like couples looking for other couples to fuck because it's the easiest way to do it. But a lot of couples just want to fuck a girl.
Yeah.
And a unicorn is someone who's...
Do you remember towards the end of that movie?
No, like, I haven't seen it in years.
Okay, so
probably since like around when it came out.
So the girl that he likes is a lesbian.
Yeah,
she's like, her girlfriend comes to the game after they win. She's like, "Oh, I didn't know you were gonna be here." She's like, "Yeah," and then they kiss, and then like Vince Vaughn, he's with the guy, and he's like, "I told you she's a lesbian," and then Vince Vaughn's like, "Yeah, whatever," and then she's like, "No, I'm bi," and she kisses the shit out of Vince Vaughn, and then like. Oh, dude, they're a throuple now. Yeah. They're a throuple, dude.
That's a good ending.
Yeah. And then,
if any man, Vince Vaughn is a man's man that deserves it.
Vince Vaughn's awesome.
Is he still doing his comedy tour?
No.
Wild, Wild West Wild, or whatever?
Yeah.
No.
Or no, it's like Wild Road Show or something?
I couldn't even remember.
Let's hit him up.
We'll get him.
Let's get that back going.
Let's get him on the pot.
Dodgeball has one of the funniest lines ever.
Yarg.
Where he's like, "You guys look like a bunch of retards trying to hump a doorknob out there."
Yeah, dude. Patches. Patches the goat.
They edited that out. I was watching it at Steph's parents, and they're like hilariously old about things. Yeah. So they don't have any like streaming services set up.
They watched a TBS version.
They just have cable and you're doing on demand.
Yeah, they just have cable and they haven't bought like an HDTV yet.
Oh no.
You were watching a box TV?
Not box.
What's it? What's sort of called?
Projection screen? Were you watching a projection screen TV?
No, it wasn't a box. I don't think it was a box.
How big was the TV?
Not that big. All right, so imagine you're in my bedroom. It's not that big. No, they have one of those hilarious
CRT.
They have one of those hilarious entertainment centers that's fucking gigantic.
Yeah.
But the space for the TV is just not that big.
Yeah,
I forget if it's flat screen or not, but I just remember on the HD channels like weren't HD.
So it's not. It's not flat screen.
Sure.
If you can't watch HD, it's not flat screen.
Yeah. So I was watching. I was watching Dodgeball on cable. We've gotten to the point where they edit out, "You look like a bunch of retards trying to hump a doorknob."
What'd he say?
Something else.
"You look like a bunch of regals trying to hug a doorknob out there." Did you get yours finally?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it yet.
Yo, when are you going to shave your balls?
Did you do it?
What I was going to say is when I first was seeing the like little clipper that we were going to get, I was like, that's bullshit. Why does it have a flash? Like, no one shaves their balls in the dark. I went to like put it under to see how. I was like, oh, no, this is the best. I've never had this much access.
I can see my asshole.
I didn't put it at my asshole.
Oh.
You shaved your asshole with it? It does look asshole safe.
I didn't shave, but...
most clippers, the bottom part, the part that does the side to side, is like metal. I don't know how closely you looked at it, but it looks like hard plastic.
Yeah. It's hard plastic, yeah.
So it's like hard, sharp plastic, so it's not going
to
like...
On the cover to like protect your nuts.
It might be asshole safe. So if you're a dude who likes getting rimmed...
Or has a hairy asshole.
Or just, if you just get... hair.
No, I know that happens to me sometimes.
It's definitely happened to me sometimes, and it's not a good look.
Use promo code PITM.
Yeah. So use promo code PITM to get it, at the very least, a nose hair trimmer.
20% off from whatever you get.